Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is May the 1st, 2024. Well, today I was listening to a podcast. It's Practical Shepherding. The title of the podcast was about the unhurried pastor. And in that, they were talking about some of the statistics, like 80% of pastors don't last beyond 10 years. And they were talking about all that. And they were talking about the fact that the culture in which we live in today, we live on the edge of anxiety. We're living on the edge of anxiety. And we're so close to living in anxiety. And so, you know, just listening to these guys talk made me stop and think and take some notes. And the first note I took was, it reminded me of a song. They were talking about what Psalm 46:10 says. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." There's another psalm that says, "Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah." And so when they was talking about the need for pastors to be still and to spend, you know, 5 minutes at least, you know, just away from any media, away from any books, away from anything, just you alone with God. They said, just spending 5 minutes a day will help us move beyond anxiety. And some thoughts that came to my mind first was the song, "Stand Still and Let God Move. Standing still is hard to do." So there's a song that talks about standing still. And they mentioned to, during that 5 minutes, to take those 5 minutes to have a heart check. To think, where is our heart? What is our motivation? And I remember in the past that I was listening to something and they talked about one of the problems of our culture today is that people can't spend time alone with their thoughts. You know, I don't remember the time frame, but how difficult is it for people to, say, spend 10 minutes, no outside of distractions, just you alone with your thoughts. And they said, most people can't do that, and that's why we're under so much anxiety. So I do want you to understand today the importance of spending some alone time with just you and God. And as the psalmist said, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. You know, that's one of the things that I do first thing in the morning. It's one of my favorite things. One of the times when I seem to be able to talk to the Lord the best is in the morning when I'm waking up, when I've already woke up. Like this morning, I spent 45 minutes in bed before I got up. I woke up so early and I didn't want to get up and disturb my wife. So I spent just a lot of time just talking to the Lord and spending time with Him. The importance of communing with the Lord, even upon your own bed, and being still and just talking to God, and be still and know that I am God. Just the knowledge of who God is, it will impact your life so much. So today in our morning devotions, let's just think about being still, communing with God, and understand that much of the anxiety that we face in our lives might be removed if we take some time and spend it with the Lord. So I want to encourage you to do that today. Heavenly Father, help us to be patient and to wait upon you and to be still and commune with you upon our bed. Help us to find the benefit of that today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good day. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.